news in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Sometimes we get locked in to what we believe is supposed to happen that we become so rigid and so religious and so legalistic that we lose our flexibility to do what God's called us to do. Amen. So what are you talking about, Pastor? Well, I'm talking about when we moved the sanctuary from over there to over here, we had 10 people leave the church. Rigid, legalistic, unflexible. Come on, we know where we're going, don't we? Listen, if we're going to live the dream and dream the dream, we've got to be flexible and accept the change that the Holy Spirit wants to work in our lives. We can't afford to be legalistic. We won't grow. Amen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, can I just clue you in on something that's very, very important for our lives? Something that we all really need to know and something that we all really need to understand? And you might as well come on to terms with this and accept it. You're going to fail more than you succeed. You're going to fail more than you succeed. And listen, don't get nervous about that. Don't let that upset you. Because failure is always the womb of success. You don't always get it right the first time. If you got it right the first time, all the time, then you wouldn't be you, you'd be God. It wouldn't have been Jesus on the cross, it'd have been you. You might walk into a dead end and find out, well, I was headed north and I thought I was going the right direction, but here I am on this dead end. You might have to back up a little bit and kind of move, sidestep a little bit, and then start heading north again. Sometimes that's how it is in life. Amen. How many recognize when you got a compass, you don't worry about the fact that you have to adjust your course along the way a little bit. All you know is that you're going in the right direction. God said go north. You're headed north. You know, that's all I need to know. I'm headed north. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I know I'm headed north. And if this thing don't work, that might work. And if this thing don't go right this way, then it might go right that way. And if this thing don't unfold the way I thought it would, then it's going to unfold the way this way. All I know is I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I'm going. Amen. I'm heading north. I might not know how to get there, but I know where I'm going. Starts with a dream. I might not know when it's going to happen. I might not know all the details. I might not know how much exactly it's going to cost. But I know where I'm going. Come on, somebody. I'm heading in the right direction. God pointed and I said, okay. God's pointing in your life. And all he wants you to do is be willing and obedient. Most of the time we just cross our arms and go, well, God wasn't in that. That door just slammed right in my face. Come on, open doors ain't always God either. Let me just tell you this. The only thing that is here to stay in your life, the only thing that is here to stay in this natural life is change. Oh, you didn't hear me this morning. I said, the only thing that is here to stay is change. That's the only constant in life is change. Things change. We get older, we get fatter, we get grayer. Things change. People come, people go. Things change. They change the color of the building outside. Come on, things change. Somebody help me this morning, amen? And I told you this a couple weeks ago or last week. I said, you will never change what you are willing to tolerate. you'll never change it. If you're willing to live with it, if you're willing to put up with it, you'll never change it. As long as you're content to be a renter, you'll never be an owner. As long as you're content to be a $10 hour man, you'll never be a $20 hour man. As long as you're content to have 4 good days and 3 bad days, you'll never have a happy week. Because you're only willing to navigate new territory and experience change when you get to the point that you're no longer willing to tolerate where you're at. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's when we change. Come on, somebody. Amen. And that's why failure most of the time becomes the womb of success in our lives. It's the birthing place of dreams. Oh, Jesus, help us. Amen. So what does that mean? That means one thing. It means I can't live in regret. Too many Christians today living in regret. Too many believers in the church living, well, we should have. Well, if we only. I should have spent this money this way. Well, I don't know why they said that. The whole direction of the church would have went a different direction. Stop it. Don't live in regret. You are right where you are because God's got you right where you are. Go ahead and accept it. We got too many believers living in regret, waking up one day. Listen, that's the worst thing that can happen in your life is to wake up one day at 80 or 90 years old and the only thought on your mind is what you could have done with your life. I don't want to check out that way. Come on, somebody. Amen. I don't want to come to Truth Church and be in an atmosphere of faith and be excited about what God's doing and have my heart stirred and feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost and have things come alive in me and visions come alive in me and dreams come alive in me that are on the inside and never really have what it's going to take to get to the dream to see it realized. What would be even the point to having a thing stirred up inside of you if you ain't going to live the dream? Amen. I told you this a couple weeks too. Most dreams don't die in the visionary stage. They die in the implementation stage. We all got dreams of the houses and the cars and the lives and the friends and the families and success and great visions. But when it comes time to do what we have to do to see the dream realized, we say, oh, I don't want to do that. That's too hard. That's too much. How many know, listen, this is one thing they teach at school. There's 3 stages of learning. The first stage of learning is called mental ascent. Everybody say mental ascent. That means that when you come to know and understand something, when you go, ding, 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 I get it. Wow. Makes sense to me. The second stage is called the associative stage. It's when we take what we know and we start implementing it in our life. And then the third stage is when you take what you know and it's become a skill set and it's not something that you struggle with anymore. It's something that you just do easily. Those are the 3 stages of learning. But how many of you know this morning that most of us, most of our dreams die between that first and that second stage? We go ding, 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 I got it, and then we never implement it because the challenge is too big. It seems too hard. It seems overwhelming. Amen. Come on, because how many know there's a lot of people out there that know a whole lot about something, but they ain't doing nothing? So I don't want to live in regret. Touch somebody and say, I don't want to live in regret. Miles Monroe tells this story when he preaches about how he was over in Germany at the Autobahn, and he's a big Mercedes-Benz fan, and he was over in Germany in Autobahn, and he gets on the Autobahn, this Mercedes, and he's riding with another preacher, and he starts stepping on the gas, and the car's getting faster and faster. He gets up to 85 miles an hour, and he says, "Woo, this feels good." And cars are just zipping by him, 150. And the pastor in the car with him looks over at Miles Monroe. He goes, "Well, step on the gas, go a little bit faster. Just go a little bit faster." He said, "Well, I'm going as fast as I can go." And he said, "No, no, no, you're not going as fast as you can go. You're just going as fast as you will go." And Miles Monroe said, "What I didn't understand is I live on an island in the Bahamas. It's only a couple miles wide, so you can never go 85 because there's always a curve. So 85 to me was pretty fast." But the other pastor said, "You're not going as fast as you can go. You're only going as fast as you will go. You just need to step over into the next dimension. You just need to get over into what has never been done before and go ahead and get in faith and go as fast as you can go." Listen, I've come to tell somebody this morning, you might think you've done everything that you know to do, and you've preached every sermon that you can preach, and you've done everything in the kingdom that you can do, and you've lived every promise that you've lived. I want to tell you, you've only done what you think you can do, but there's more that you can do if you'll just step on the gas. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. God's saying, you haven't done all you can do, you've just done all you will do.
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
You haven't done all you can do. You've just done all you will do. And God's saying, knock it off. It's time to do what I've called you to do. See, we've got to go ahead and step into what God wants instead of what we think He wants with us. We move into a season of passivity and complacency when we do that. Amen? God's waiting for us to step over in another dimension, in a new direction, and to really boldly embrace the dream that He's put on the inside of our heart. And then that way you won't never live in regret. Because if you don't do what God wants you to do and you just do what you think you're going to do, you will end up living in regret. Come on, somebody. The second thing is, I don't want to live in retreat. Somebody say retreat. I don't know about you, but I ain't going to back up and I ain't going to shut up. Love me, like me, or leave me. I ain't backing up and I ain't shutting up. Amen. I believe that God is raising up a people in this house and on the Treasure Coast that will shake the foundation of this community with truth and boldness and courage and declare that Jesus is risen and that life can be better than they ever thought it was, and they can dare to dream the dream. I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I don't care what they think about you. I don't care what he thinks about me. Can you tell? I refuse to live by church politics. I refuse to live by what the quasi-denominational spiritual covering of the Treasure Coast tells me I ought to be. They can go do religion somewhere else. I'm living for Jesus. Amen? I get tired of people that ain't interested in Jesus. They're just interested in religion. They just want to set themselves up and prop themselves up as some kind of authority. Well, go ahead. Not my authority. He is. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm not interested in a bunch of people that want to make sure I got all my T's crossed and all my I's dotted. I can tell you right now, they ain't. You ain't even got a check. What I want to know is, do you got Jesus? You got the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you? Are you bold enough to just lay hands on people out in public and say, can I just pray for you? I feel like God wants me just to pray for you and introduce you to something that you've never seen before. See, that's the kind of people I believe God's raising up. People that ain't intimidated by what the world says. Yes, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to watch that Denver game today. I'm not even a Denver fan. But I'll tell you what, I like the way Tim Tebow just stands up for Jesus. You know? I'm only watching it because I love Jesus. Isn't that funny? I'm going to watch football because I love Jesus today. Oh, Jesus. And the third thing is this. We don't need to live our life in reserve. Regret, retreat, or reserve. Come on, amen. How many in here, by show of hands, have you ever prayed this prayer? God, just fill me up. Anybody ever pray that? Just lift your hand up if you're, God, just fill me up. Just fill me up. How many know that's the right prayer to be praying? But how many know if you're praying that prayer just to be filled up, then you're praying it for the wrong reason? Because it's not about just being filled up so that you can feel good and full. I'm stuffed with the Holy Ghost. No. No, don't be stuffed with the Holy Ghost. But we pray that God fill us up for one reason, so that he can pour us out. Paul said, I'm a drink offering that's being poured out. And when I get done being poured out, then I'm ready to go be with Jesus. I mean, God doesn't want you coming up to heaven stuffed with the Holy Ghost. He wants you to give it everything you got and pour out of yourself while you're here. Then he's going to take you to heaven. Then you get the reward. You're not going up with the reward in you. Come on, somebody. So don't live your life in reserve. Live your life wide open before Jesus. You don't need to save some of your Holy Ghost for a rainy day. It's a constant flow. You don't need to store up on the anointing for when you get to church so everybody can sense the Holy Ghost on you. Go out there and spend it in the mall. Come on, somebody. Amen. You don't need to put back some of your ideas and some of your great dreams and some of your great plans for one day God's gonna, and one day God's gonna do this, and one day God's gonna do that, and try to hold on some of your stuff. You don't have to do that. I'm not interested in living my life in reserve. I'm not interested in holding back anything that God puts in me. I want to pour my life out. I want to give everything that God's put in me. I want to put it out there so that God can move through me and God can move through you, and we can touch this community and in relation to that, touch the world. Come on, because God wants us to be a conduit. I don't want to dry up. Who wants to dry up? I don't think anybody in here wants to dry up. I don't want to be used up. I want to be poured out. I mean, if you want to be a dreamer, come on, hold your hand up if you want to be a dreamer this morning. I wonder how many dreamers we got in the house. Well, I'm going to help you right now. This is what you got to know. Your dream will just stay a dream until you learn how to birth it. Your dream's just going to stay a dream until you learn how to birth it. Everybody say, birthing dreams. Birthing dreams. Number one. Big dreams cannot be birthed without a carrier. Big dreams cannot be birthed without a carrier. God does not incubate greatness in a committee. Come on, amen. He incubates greatness in an individual. God puts plans in the heart of man or in the heart of a woman, and then he begins to develop those plans until they bear fruit for his kingdom. That's what he does. That's where greatness comes from. The Bible says this in 2 Chronicles chapter 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In other words, the eyes of the Lord are going to and fro throughout the whole earth, that he may find those whose heart is completely towards him. Because those who have their heart completely towards him, he's going to strongly support them. If your heart ain't for God, you ain't getting no strong support. That makes sense? So how many of you understand this morning that the eyes of God are going to and fro throughout this congregation this morning? Come on, somebody. And what he's looking for is not necessarily the guy that can speak the best, not necessarily the guy that is the most talented or the guy that can sing the best, but what God is looking for is a big heart. Come on, amen. He's looking for people with big hearts, with great hearts. Because when he finds a heart that is completely towards him, then the Bible says at that moment he strongly supports them. So really it ain't about what you can do, it's about what he does. Everybody see that this morning? And because of what he does, God begins to partner with people that become carriers and have big hearts. It's the people with the big hearts that become carriers of the dream. That become carriers of the promise. Proverbs 4:24 says this, watch over your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. Watch over your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. Watch over your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. Let me try it again. Watch over your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. It's your heart. Somebody say, it's the heart. In other words, the issues of your life don't come from your family background. The issues of your life don't come from your DNA. The issues of your life don't come from your checking account size. Oh, I ain't got no help in here now. Come on, amen. The issues of your life don't flow out of the neighborhood that you live in. The issues of your life don't flow out of the car that you drive, or the job that you work out, or the significance that you get from the people that are around you, or the affirmation of those that love you. The issues of your life don't flow about how much money is in your bank account this morning. The issues of your life don't flow out of how many people like you or don't like you or care about you or don't care about you. The issues of your life flow out of the heart. Boy, that just makes so much sense to me, doesn't it? That's why if you want to be a carrier of big dreams, if you want to have the big dream, if you want to learn to be that person that God has called, then guess what? You've got to guard your heart. You've got to guard your heart. Because what you're going to become is going to be in direct proportion to what's in your heart. Evil's in your heart, you become evil. If lying's in your heart, you're a liar. If thieving's in your heart, you'll become a thief. Come on, you got to guard your heart. Because the issues of life flows out. Come on, can I get a little help? The issues of life flow from the heart. Look, you can listen to the most anointed preaching and teaching in the world, but if you can't take care of your own heart, it don't matter how much preaching and teaching you're going to get. You're going to be a mess. Nothing good is going to come out of your heart. I could preach till I'm blue in the face, up and down, give you revelation after revelation after revelation. But if your heart is dark, nothing good is going to come out of it. You can attend a great church. You can go to meetings where the anointing's so thick that the glory cloud falls in. You can't see your hand in front of your face from the fog of the glory of the Holy Ghost. But it doesn't matter if your heart ain't right. You can walk in and go, ooh, this feels good, and walk out and still be sinner. Amen. But if your heart is in a place, come on, where God can incubate greatness in it, where he can dream dreams in it, you'll leave here every Sunday morning going, praise God, what's next? Amen. Oh my God, what are you doing today? Woo-hoo. God, what are you changing in me today? God, how are you moving in me today? Oh Jesus, keep doing what you're doing, amen? But if it ain't, you'll just come in here wondering, well, what went on in church today? What was he talking about? The heart, the heart, the heart. Whatever, I'm hungry. Let's go eat. Where are you? Are you here? Yeah. Are you not here? Where's your heart? Is your heart with God or is your heart somewhere else? Where's your heart? I'm asking this because the issues of life flow out of the heart. The issues of life flow out of the heart. I said the issues of life flow out of the heart. So how many know you ain't got to sin every time you get a chance? You ain't got to be offended every time you get a chance. Listen, there's a lot of times I want to get offended and just smack somebody in the face. I do. I feel it. I just think, And the truth is, to be honest with you, if I didn't have the right stuff in my heart, then there'd be a lot of people walking around with some beat up faces. And I wouldn't be pastoring. There'd be some black eyes. I've had opportunity to be offended a lot. But thank God I got the right stuff in my heart. Thank God that I love y'all. Thank God that I love the school. Thank God I love the students. Thank God that I have the right heart towards what God's called me to do. And thank God you got the right heart. You know why? Because I got a dream. I got a dream. I got a dream on the inside of my heart. It's a cool dream. It's a big dream. Come on, somebody. I got a promise that's bigger than I am. It's bigger than what God could put into me all at one time. And my brain would probably explode the dream so big. It gives me little bites of it. Like when I feed my fish, I drop little stuff in there. That's how the dream comes to me because I couldn't handle it all. I'd eat too much like a fish and kill myself in the tank. It's about him. It's not about me. It's about what he does, not what I can do. It's his dream that he puts on the inside of us. Amen. And because of that, I've got to protect my heart. You got to protect your heart. You got to guard your heart. Amen? Amen? Listen, it's more important for me to birth my dream than it is for me to be offended.
There you go. Right there.
So now I realize I don't have to be offended every time I get a chance. Amen? The truth is some people would rather be offended than have the dream.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Make us courageous.
Ignite Your World Ministries and The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Joe's Meats and Deli for their underwriting support of this program.
Stop by for all your cold cuts and deli meats. Joe's Meats and Deli offers the finest quality select cuts of beef, pork, chicken, sausage, and bacon strips. Just ask Bob the Butcher for your finest selections. Joe's Meats and Deli also offers homemade frozen dinners for two. Pick them up, put them in the oven, 30 minutes, dinner's served. Perfect for the family on the go. Why spend time cooking in the kitchen when you can sit back and relax while Joe's Meats and Deli does it for you? Joe's Meats and Deli, located at the Bridge Plaza on the corner of Westmoreland and Port St. Lucie Boulevard in downtown Port St. Lucie.
Have you been hurting from addiction, past hurts, fear, insecurity? Maybe your marriage is falling apart or your kids seem distant. If any of this sounds familiar, then it's time to break free from the chains, pains, and stains of the past. 2 Corinthians 3:17 declares, "Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Breakaway Recovery Group meets every Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Truth Church Cafe. Come out for a great worship experience, sound teaching, small groups, and coffee. Don't you think it's time to be free from everything that's held you back? Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, 34981. For more information, please call 772-461-8555.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. Hear from people throughout the country who have achieved tremendous control of their health and finances through the balanced nutritional products being offered by Relive International Worldwide. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. on WCNO for the Lifestyles program. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.